What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's take a look at first what's hot right now.
That list is starting to get a little short here now, especially after the last, well, since May and the first week of June, we've seen the grains take a pretty good hit. But we continue to see some pretty decent strength as far as the U.S. dollar. That started to climb up a little bit on concerns of the potential of having to have interest rates increased because of what's going on in the economy. But then we're also looking at, of course, the stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, all of those hitting, or trading up close to their contract highs.
All right, well, switching gears, we'll take a look at that growing list of what's not hot right now.
It's growing. Of course, you got to put all the grains in that, corn right now, sitting at lows we haven't seen here since, for almost since 2026. So we continue to see a little bit of trouble in the corn market. Wheat continues to see lows. Funds continue to liquidate as we see non-threatening weather. There's nothing out there that's really threatening, and that continues to put some pressure in on the grains. Now, taking a look at the cattle, that market has been surprisingly better than expected, even with the screwworm cases being found in Texas.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.